Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are, what planet you're on. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Why am I getting some feedback? But that is all sorted. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Adjozie. If you are just tuning into the show for the first time, welcome. Great to have you on board. I'm live here on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So I'm streaming to multiple platforms right now. I'm live here every week, every Wednesday from 12:30 p.m. UK time. Was about a minute behind today, but I'm going to blame that on the Mercury retrograde coming up in the next few days. I'm sure we're going to be talking about that. If you're tuning in for the first time, this podcast is available on all of the podcast platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Google. You look for the Lunar Lounge podcast. You will find myself. If you're joining for the first time, it's an astrologically centered show. I tend to talk about, you know, the planets and how it's reflecting mundane life, how it's affecting us here on Earth. Later on in the show, we have competition time. People just don't. What is it with people? I read the instructions every week. Still, people just choose to do what they want. It's almost like you hear what you want to hear, right? Something like that. Anywho, we don't have a winner. So just to start that off. But we've got a few interesting answers, I must say. But competition time coming up later on. There's going to be a new competition. There's going to be £30 up for grabs. £30 up for grabs. It can buy you a drink, right? It's not much, but you know, this is how we do here at the Lunar Lounge show. Tarot card of the week also as well. I will be presenting that with you also later on in the show. What else? And whatever other chit-chat. Let me just check, actually. Am I actually live on Instagram where I'm claiming to be live? Yes, it looks like I am live. Yeah. I'm all on board there. Welcome to everybody here at the Lunar Lounge. Everyone who's joining me on the Instagram, welcome. And also here on the YouTube, people are just scattered. Whatever platform you like, right? I'm just trying to cater for everybody. That's the Libra in me, you see? But little do you know, you cannot please everybody. There's somewhere right now somewhere on LinkedIn saying, why don't you do it on LinkedIn? It is what it is. Anywho, Angola in attendance. Shout outs to Priscilla. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Shout outs to Faye. Shout outs to Florence. Shout outs to Patricia. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show live and direct. And I also want to give shout outs to those of you guys here. Pretty, how you doing? Pretty indeed. What's that? F Book Harry? Is that how I pronounce it? Forgive me. Platinum. Shantik B. Okay. I'm trying to call out you guys here who have joined me here on the Instagram live as well. And I'm sure more and more people will be joining as the show goes on. Shout out to Yvette also as well, who's joined me here. Too many names to mention, right? If I just keep mentioning names, it's like the show's just going to be yes. Okay, so F Book Harry is letting me know that I am pronouncing it correctly. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment, letting you know where the planets are at, what it is that we can be looking forward to in the month of August. Some of it I've spoken to you about last week, but we're going to be looking at more in detail. Mercury retrograde, Venus is going to be moving into Virgo, Saturn's retrograde at the moment, Neptune's retrograde. We're going to be having a whole heap of conjunctions. We've got the Mars-Jupiter coming up. Woo-hoo! It's about to get... It's already happening. I'm sure you're already seeing it. I've been seeing more violence on social media just in the past week than probably any other time. I know there's always violent videos. There's always drama videos. But hey, it's about to get peak and there is more to come. So hang on in there. I'm going to let you know all about that with the planetary news coming up when I bring up the chart for the moment and we'll go through that. What else? What is the weather like where you are? Priscilla in Angola, is it nice and warm there? Because it's nice and blue, sunny sky right here in the skies of London, UK. Right. I know that makes a difference, but hey, we're going to celebrate it. It is what it is. Even Florence is saying, good day. What an eventful week it has been this in this news since last week. Yes. Definitely, listen, man, the planets are at work. Make no mistake about it. And I'm going to be talking all of that. And I spoke more about that last week. And it's like, yeah, man, it's about to get peak. It's about to get peak, man. Yes, okay, so Priscilla's letting me know it's warm. Yes, nice, debatable. Okay. Yeah, well, it should be nice in that part of the world. No, Angola, you're close to the equator, it should be sunny all year round kind of things. But then you do have your, I mean, where I'm from in Nigeria, I know they have these, they sort of like have two seasons, dry season and rainy. They just cut it into two, dry season and rainy season. They have no acknowledgement of the four seasons. But you do see four if you actually do pay attention, actually. But I do get what they mean by it's just dry or, you know. But when it's rainy season, that rain comes down hard, man. I'm telling you. Them African rains really come down hard. So, yeah. Shout out to Platinum XPX. Excited to hear what you got. Okay, live from Miami. We got a shout out to Miami. We've got people here in Miami. Most of people who actually listen to this show don't necessarily have, I don't know if I want to call it a privilege, but they don't necessarily listen to the show live. They listen to the recording on the, you know, and I was actually, because I get all the, you know, analytics and where people are listening, you know, where my largest crowd is, right? Brazil, people, Brazil. People, the Lunar Lounge is the one of the biggest shows in Brazil. Like, mad crazy. But it is what it is. Pakistan, Belgium. These are countries which are not, I'm not going to say they're not English-speaking countries, but English is definitely not their mother tongue or their first language. Portuguese, they speak Hindi or Belgium. What do they speak in Belgium? Well, they speak, what is it? What is the language of Belgium? Dutch, that's it. They speak Dutch. But I think they speak a bit of French as well, right? But yeah. Shout out to Tiffany all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. We got people from across the pond, as we like to call it over here in the London, UK. We like to say people across the pond. I don't know why we're referring to America as across the pond, but it ain't across no pond. It's the Atlantic Ocean. But, you know, figure of speech, I guess. But, yeah, shout outs to all you guys up in the U.S. Really pleasure having you on the show. Keep the questions coming. I'm going to bring up the chart for the moment, so we're going to be going into that. Brazil, Priscilla. Yeah, someone's letting me know Brazil. So I hope you're well there, Tiffany, with the little one. Sure that she's keeping you busy. I'm pretty sure of it. What else did I want to talk about? The news has been, and again, of course, I'm going to connect it to the astrological aspects, what's going on in there. But it's been crazy. I don't even want to open up my social media anymore, because I open up social media and it's fight this, fight this. Have you guys seen? This is over in the UK, but it's going to go viral. There's a gang of youths, I think in Southend or somewhere in the UK, who are on the street and they've got knives. There's sword fighting, choppers and big long knives. There's about three or four of them and they're going at it. That's not the surprising part. The surprising part is there's about three or four policemen standing at the side watching. I'm like, brother, are you part-time police? Has your hour shift not kicked in yet? What is happening? People, you got to tell me what the hell's going on. What is going on there? Police are standing at the side and they're watching. But on another level, I can't wrong them. But on another level, I can, because that's the job you signed up for. Yeah, it's a Martian job. You got to go in there. You got to... I'm sure they teach you how to tackle those people. I'm sure you know some martial art moves of how to tackle them people and disarm these people. You got people running around with that. What the hell's the country come? Listen, I'm coming out of this country, man. I'm going to come and join you, Platinum XBEX. I'm going to come and join you in Miami. Yeah, I'm sure that doesn't happen in Miami. Or I might just go to Angola with Priscilla. Or Memphis, Tennessee with Tiffany. Don't tell me that kind of behavior happens over there. But then again, on another level, we're talking about America here. No disrespect. We do know what does happen on those sides of the water sometimes. Sometimes it's pat, pat, pat. Which in some way what these youths needed that. Yeah, no, they shoot and kill over here. Yeah, exactly. My point. But... I mean, I'm not saying that these youths deserve to die and they should be shot and killed if there were guns, but maybe disarmed. God, broad daylight, you know. This is a broad daylight video, you know. It's not nighttime. And they've got machetes and knives out at each other. I don't know what... Listen. And there's just so much... I'm just like on social media. Again, like I said, on social media, we always know there's drama. There's always the... You know, remember World Star? They're still about, actually. World Star, where, you know, all kinds of activities going. But there's just been so much. Have you guys not seeing it? It's crazy. Mars is truly at work. Protests are happening in Nigeria. That's also another thing. I want to talk all about that. So, yeah, let's plug it into the astrology. So, it's been a very, very interesting week, I must say. Let's just go to the chart, man. Let me do my bits and bobs and, you know me, always fiddling with my little bits and bobs. And here we go. Here we have it. The moon is in Gemini. We got a Gemini moon. We're going to take that. I love a Gemini moon. You can all see the chart, right? Yeah, of course we can. Moon is in Gemini with these two thugs. We're going to be speaking about them. Mr. Mars and Jupiter. They're not one of them can be a thug. I won't mention their name, but when they both get together, they can be thugs. Anyway, Moon is in Gemini right now. So we'll take that. A lot of chit chat, a lot of information. It's quite interesting because the tarot card of the day, for those of you who follow me on my social, was the Page of Swords, which is kind of a Moon in Gemini kind of thing. Lots of talk, lots of gossip. Anyhow, let's gossip about these planets. What we're looking at, Sun's in Leo, of course, plowing through his own zodiac sign, and Venus also as well. Mercury's moved into Virgo. He should have been squaring that Mars, which would have been quite interesting, but maybe on another level, maybe that's, there's always a negative and a positive, I guess, because that can be really verbal nastiness. Not to say that we don't get enough of that anyway, but Mercury's going to be moving retrograde in the next couple of days. Well, today's the 31st, right? So it's the last. Really, are we looking at anything today? Is there anything right now that's going on? Yes, we're having a Sun sextile Mars right now. So there's a lot of energy out there, but it's energy that should be used for the positive. Shout out to Mason joining me here on the Instagram live. Yeah, the moon is with two thugs. But she's separating, of course, so she'll be leaving them behind. But yeah, we've got Sun sextile Mars. That's really good. Nice energy, great energy for taking on any kind of challenges. Mars represents those challenges, those obstacles that we can face, where we need to be motivated. So this can be a really good motivational couple of days. But it's phasing now because the Sun's going to be pulling away, but it's still there now for today, tomorrow. So for taking on any kind of challenges or pursuits, want to get back in the gym, perhaps want to do a bit more extra workout, you know, we got that Sun Mars. Yeah, you want to do something that requires a risk or courage, yeah, or independence. We can do that over the course of the next coming days with Sun sextile Mars right about now. So Sun sextile Mars, let's take that one on board, people. Let's put that in our pipes and smoke it. So that's a good one. What else is also happening right about now? The moon has actually just finished being in square with Saturn, but that she's separating. So no need to go into that one because that one's really easing up. What are we getting? The moon, probably in about, again, I understand that I'm talking to people who are listening to various parts of the world, from Miami to Memphis, Tennessee, to New York, to Angola, to the Middle East, to UK, Europe, France. So we're all working in different time zones, but over the course of the next 6 hours, the moon is going to be making a sextile to Venus today, only today, the 31st, throughout the day. So there's going to be a sextile. People, that's good. It's good for socializing, good for romance, good for money, good for having a good time, to indulging in the pleasures of life. Moon Venus is a really good aspect. I did say Moon Venus, didn't I? Did I say Moon Venus, anyone? I'm sure I did. Yeah, Moon Venus. Moon Venus sextile, really, really good. So, yeah, you want to be tapping into that energy, that's for sure. buying, receiving a gift, perhaps. Going out with your friends, having a good time. Sending a nice text to your loved ones. Moon Venus can be really good for that. So let's utilize that energy, but it's only for today. For those of you who are going to be listening to this past card tomorrow or day after, gone, missed it. It is what it is. It's a short thing with the moon. It's quick, quick, quick. You got to be on your toes, man. So yeah, but that's today. However, tomorrow, which is the 1st of August. Now let's look at what is happening on the 1st of August. Well, everything seems to be in okay mode, so to speak. The first thing I want to talk about is Venus square Uranus. Okay?
At the beginning of August, Venus is going to be squaring Uranus. The Venus square Uranus will perfect on the 2nd of August, okay? But we'll still be there after, maybe until about the 4th, 5th, then it will start to wane. But this is where it's going to be peak. People, over the course of the next couple of days, do watch out for your relationship matters. We can see unusual turnarounds. We can see unexpected behavior, especially with Uranus. With Uranus, anything can happen. So unpredictable, so unreal. You know, he's really that. What is the word for him? I mean, he can bring a bit of chaos. We all know that. But it's a breath of fresh air, essentially. You know, he's creative, he's innovative, he's eccentric. So he can bring in that, you know. But with Venus, we know Venus is the planet of love. But Venus is also connected with money, our financial approaches, how we're getting money, how we're spending money, our ability to spend money to please ourselves, to pleasure ourselves. Venus is also our social life, friends, loved ones, that kind of thing. So, you know, Venus squaring Uranus can be a time where it looks like, you know, something's going one direction and Uranus changes and says that way. Or places that are maybe stagnant in our life, in and around our resources, our money, our talents. So this could be actually a very creative time. So over the course of the next couple of days, right, try to tap into your creative side. Try to tap into the kind of ideas which you have, the ideas which, you know, you can tap into that can be resourceful for you, okay? And Uranus will give you some genius. This is a time where ideas, some of the ideas, all what we're using now, technology, innovative stuff that we're doing, and I'm just using technology because Uranus represents technology on a global or a whole scale, and we're seeing so many fascinations. Well, how do you think that they come about? You know, somebody sitting down, when at a particular time when planets are aligned and perhaps also aligned to their chart also as well, and bingo, there you have it. You know, the manifestation, you know, gets born. So Venus, Uranus, for those of you who are single, I'm always saying Venus square Uranus can be a time at looking at other ways. Don't keep doing, if you are being single for a while, listen to what I'm going to say. You don't get different results by doing the same thing. You get the same results by doing the same thing. You get different results by changing. And that's Uranus. Uranus is an agent for change. So for those of you who are single, who are perhaps, because this, it's interesting because this Venus square Uranus is going to perfect on the 2nd of August, which is going to be this Friday coming in 2 days' time. And what is Friday generally? It's the day of Venus anyway. And it's the day of dating, right? This is when many times when people are going out on first dates, they will tend to go out on Friday. Those people going out looking for love, I'm not saying it doesn't happen Saturday or any other day of the week, but more so on a Friday. So perhaps this Friday, for those of you who are single and are looking for dates, perhaps maybe you want to go to somewhere you haven't been before, go to somewhere that takes you out of your comfort zone. Uranus brings you out of that comfort zone. Shout outs to Diana here, joining me here on the Instagram as well. Uranus takes you out of your comfort zone. So go somewhere, do something, wear something that you perhaps wouldn't normally wear. Now, when I say that, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I didn't say, you know, don't say, oh, shall I go half naked? No, although that would be Uranian, that would be a breath of fresh air. But just do something, you know, go, you know, because people, when they tend to go out and are looking for love, they tend to go to the kind of same places. Yeah. Like, you know, that there's a particular hangout spot where you go and you're wondering why you're not seeing. Go somewhere that you've never been before. It's a first time. Maybe a place that you've heard of. Maybe try online dating. You know what I mean? You know, Venus square Uranus, online dating. Apps. There's so many apps, dating apps out there right now. So yeah, try something different. Okay. Don't keep, you know, flogging the dead horse is what I'm trying to say. Uranus can bring in some genius stuff. So we've got that. So we're having this Venus Uranus. Now, another thing with the Venus Uranus, watch out for the erratic spending. Venus Uranus is erratic spending. I'm going to be very, if I could have the record of how, because I betcha, this weekend, and even start before this week, I'm talking from tomorrow, Thursday, because this Venus Uranus is actually happening now. I bet you over the course, coming up to this weekend, the amount of things that they're going to be a spike in monetary spending. I bet you, there's going to be a spike. Somebody get the Prime Minister and the President on the phone. I want a full report on my desk on Monday morning as to because I know there's going to be a spike. There's going to be more people spending money. And a lot of it is going to be quite unpredicted, very last minute, very shocking, unprepared, you know, expenditures. You know, you're going to go out, you're going to see a coat, you're going to see something. I say coat. Well, for many people where it's warm now, I don't think you're going to be buying coats, are you? But you may do. You may see a coat that is, oh, that's good for the winter. You know, so it's like, okay, let me buy it now because he ain't going to be here next month. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? You go out to the nightclub, your budget is like, I don't know, 100, 200 pounds. You end up spending 400 pounds. That kind of thing. You know, you just kind of go a bit. So do watch the money. However, Venus Uranus can also be an agent for making unexpected money. So you may get a windfall of money coming in. Especially for those people such as Aries rising, Virgo rising. For those of you who have maybe Venus in the second house. You know, maybe Libra and Tauruses as well may be able to tap into that energy. It's Venus. So, yeah, there could be a windfall of money coming in for you guys. Because Venus rules your second house, right? If you're Virgo rising or if you're Aries rising, Venus is ruling your second house. So can look for that. F Book Hari is letting me know that she is Aries rising. So you can tap into that energy and you can get some money coming in, for sure. Watch out. But normally what I tend to find what happens with second house stimulation is, yeah, you see, money comes in, but it also goes out as well, you see. You know, there's like a, you know, it's like, yeah, money comes in quick, goes out quick. You know, that kind of thing. We know the saying, yeah, more money, more spending. I think that's obvious. It is what it is. So so it's going to be there for like the next few days. It's going to peak on the 2nd, which is this Friday coming, right? That's going to be the peak of it, right? So it's happening right now. So today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday coming is going to be the peak. If we look at the day after, she's moving on. So really by Saturday, Saturn's day, Saturn, it ends. So Saturday is going to be the last day, right? So between now and Saturday, it's been there for the last couple of days. And the last day, we can say it's Saturday. That's going to be finito, all over. But yeah, watch out for that. It can be a good look. Just reading here some of the comments. I need to get in some of the comments here. You see, I've got so many screens. Oh, what have I done? That's not what I wanted. Let's go back to what did I do there? I think I changed the screen by accident. We need to go back. That's it. What did I press? You see what happens when you got too many buttons and a Mercury retrograde coming up? Apologies for that. So we are back here. So Saturn's day is the last day. I'm just trying to get the comments up on board. What's happening here? Afternoon, Jackie. And people are letting me know that they saw the video. Amuni Lekan. Okay. I missed these insights. 100%. Happy to see Israel. Okay. Thank you. Welcome on board. Did I pronounce your name correctly? I'm using the English version. So it is what it is. Basically saying Uranus rips the band-aid off. Yeah, and the rest. Black Mary. Shout out to Black Mary. Welcome to the show. You should hire me. So somebody's asking me that I should hire them. Yeah. I need an assistant. I need a glamorous assistant. You know me. I'm always making references to glamorous assistants. So I need a glamorous assistant on board. Yeah, I need I don't know what I call you, an assistant, a PA? I don't know. I definitely need somebody on board. Somebody who's got a bit of Virgo in their chart. I need somebody with some Virgo. Virgo has that, you know, keep it clean, man. They keep that organization thing going. So, So Saturday is going to be the last day for the Venus Uranus square. Okay. And then on the 4th of August, Mercury stations. We can see the S here where I'm moving the cursor on the screen. He's going to be at 4 degrees of Virgo in his own sign. He starts to go, the S means stationary, meaning he's standing still, getting ready to go retrograde. Okay? That's what this is about. Mercury retrograde, technically speaking, starts on, you know, the 4th. Black Mary's letting me know I'm a Virgo too. Let's the signs contract, or you say, let signs the Let's sign the contract already. Okay. Let's sign the contract. Signing like Mike Tyson. Sign the contract, baby. Sign the contract. All right. I will be sending the contract over to you ASAP as the show finishes. So Mercury's going to go into retrograde. People, you should be doing it already. I've been talking about this Mercury retrograde for at least, the last 2 weeks, if not 3 weeks. So I've been letting you know that people start looking after anything that is telecommunication, transportation, literacy, communication, technology orientated, travel orientated. Start making sure that everything's on point. Okay. Mercury retrograde is where we get a high surge of problematic issues concerning phones, computers, data, information, travel, communication. All of those things go a bit problematic. They go a little bit crazy. So you've been warned. Okay, so Mercury is going to start his retrograde. We're already in the shadow period already. Many of you have already got that. There's a lot of miscommunication out there. I've been telling people about that. And there's going to be more. This is the time where emails go missing, letters go missing, miscommunication. Somebody says one thing, you interpret it as another. Don't get me wrong. That's always going to be there. We always have that. but here we're going to be having it more so. So watch out for that with the Mercury retrograde. So that's going to be from the 4th. Now, on the 4th of August, we also have a new moon in Leo. Okay? New moon, new month, new beginnings. That's what it's all about. Okay? So what do we do in a new month or the beginning of a new month? We start new things. We initiate new things. We plant new seeds. Seeds that will grow in 6-9 months time and bear their fruits where we can benefit. Each full moon which passes is a time for you to harvest something which you planted 6 to 9 months prior to that full moon taking place. The new moon is giving you an opportunity, just like the farmer, when the farmer sort of like tilts the soil or plows the field, allows the farmer to be able to, you know, plant new crops that will germinate, that will grow into full-fledged plants months down the line. Okay? This is one of those moments. Some of you may be farmers, so you can use it in that context, but this is also applicable to all areas of your life, your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, your financial well-being, your physical well-being, all forms of aspects of your, you know, aspects of your life. This is referring to planting that new. It's a new moon and it's in Leo, quite strong because the sun has the power and the sun is in his sign of strength right now in Leo. However, I'm always letting you know, don't plant the seed on the actual date of the new moon. Why? It's too sensitive. The moon is too weak. First and foremost, she's combust. Okay? And we want to harness that lunar energy. So what do we do? Give it at least 24 to 48 hours. That way the moon would have separated. So she's no longer combust. She's starting to grow in strength. Voila. At least wait, just like the Muslims do in Islam. This is where they got it from. The, you know, because you, if you notice, they start their holy month of Ramadan on the new moon, but they don't actually start it on the new moon. It's almost like a day and a half after. Then they start the moment they can see that first crescent of the moon. You can see that little thin line in the heavens. Boom, it starts. Okay, so that is the same principle. That principle actually was an astrological principle, but we'll save that for another day. But that's what we want to do. So the new moon is actually on the 4th of August. Okay. Okay. It's a great time to perhaps meditate, focus on what it is that you're looking to plant. Great stuff. But you really want to be start, I would say, you want to start from the 5th/6th of August is where you want to be. You know, where you want to be doing it, okay? Where you want to be, if you're doing your any kind of ritual or anything like that, remember, the moon is starting, the moment the new moon comes in, the moon is starting to wax. So we're in a waxing phase. So give it like a day or two, three days after that new moon, then you start your new things, then you start your new projects, then you start your new enterprise, then you initiate the new thing. Then you want to start that. The problem is Mercury is retrograde. Well, Mercury is still stationary on the 5th of August, by the way. Let me just put that out there. So Mercury is still stationed, as we can see here. It's got the S there where I'm moving the cursor. So he's still stationed on that 5th, which is on the Monday, next week Monday. He will still be stationed, but technically he's going to be working like he's retrograde, right? And then you know, it's a tough one. So by the 6th is where perhaps maybe you want to, but can still be very good for planning, even though Mercury is retrograde. Maybe you can be initiating. It's like you're initiating, you're planting something new, but you're not. You're planting something new, you're initiating something, but it's still centered around the planning format. Yeah? So you're embarking on buying a new house, but you're not buying the new house as yet. You're planning where the house is going to be, what the house is going to look like. You're planning on how you want to decorate the house. You're planning on where and who you're going to be contacting in terms of the house. You're planning in terms of the money. That's what you're doing. So you're initiating, but you're not initiating. Get it? Get it? Right. That's how you utilize that. I'm seeing here. Okay, Tiffany's letting me know my midheaven is in Virgo. I'll see how Mercury retrograde impacts my body because she has a big... Oh, your baby. Sorry. Why did I say... this reading is a bit too small. Why is this actually... yeah, see, I may need to restart this computer. Okay. See how Mercury retrograde impacts my baby because she has a lot of Gemini. Yeah, it's going to definitely... Yeah. Any ritual suggesting for a particular new moon? Any ritual that you like. Shout out to Martina from France. Bonjour. And Fane also as well. There seems to be quite a few people in France here. What's going on? Are you enjoying the Olympics? That's also another thing. That's something that's also been... Not a lot of light has been shed on this Olympics. I don't like that. I like the Olympics, but not a lot of people are... I suppose it just came in a year. There was so much on. So much has been on, to be quite honest, over the course of the last few months. You know, so many games. We had the Euros. We had Wimbledon, of course, is at that time, this time of the year as well, around that July. So we had Wimbledon. You had the South American game. There were so many actual games. I noticed sport games. And then on top of it, you know, the Olympics now kicked in also as well. So it was kind of like, a lot going on there. So maybe that's why a lot of it's been overshadowed, which is a shame. But yeah, hope you guys are all well. Fane and Martina, welcome to the show. So in terms of rituals, again, meditations, for those of you guys working with crystals, working with your crystals, charging up your crystals, perhaps cleansing your crystals. But essentially, it's, you know, what is it that you're looking to initiate in your life? What is it that you're looking to grow in your life? Those are the kind of things. For those of you who work with astrology or know astrology, you know your charts, look at the house that Leo is landing in your chart. Look at that house and work on the things of that house. You know, where is Leo in your chart? So wherever Leo is, that can be a good place where, because that's going to be the place where the new moon is going to be. Right. So it's going to kick things off, or it's going to open up, if you want to say, quote unquote, opportunities or portals, as some people may call it, for you to plant that seed. It's plowing that field in that particular area of your life. So look at where Leo is in your chart. Where is Leo? And work with that house. You can do a mantra. You can use some positive affirmations. You can light a candle, a white candle. I always prefer with the new moon, white, lighting a white candle and saying some affirmations, saying some prayers. And, you know, you can be burning some incense. It's going to be in Leo. So perhaps maybe burning some frankincense or sage would be quite good. You know, those are kind of Leo things. Or burn, in terms of oils, maybe some citronella. Get yourself some citronella. These are Leo solar orientated things that you can utilize, and these things can really empower you, you know, and you'll be thankful for it. So those are kind of like new moon things that I can advise you on. What else? But you want to be doing that on the 6th, yeah? At least from the 5th onwards, 5th, 6th, because we don't want that moon being a bit combust. But on the 6th, it's official. Mercury is in full swing retrograde. And then Venus. Venus is also going to move into the sign of Virgo on the 4th, 5th of August, depending on your time zone. Venus is going to move into the sign of Virgo. So we're starting to get a Virgo energy build up here. Watch out for that. Now, this is the bit that I want to talk about. Right about now, but really starting from that beginning of August, we've got the planet Mars, who already is making a conjunction to Jupiter. I have to drink some water before I talk about this. Now, Mars is known for his aggression, is known for being very direct, impulsive. He's the planet of energy. When we speak about violence, and we've been seeing quite a lot of that in the last week, we're talking here about Mars. And he's coming, he's already in conjunction with Jupiter right now as I speak. But it's building up. And from the beginning of August, we're getting a buildup of these two planets here, which we can see. Yeah? Where I'm moving the cursor. This is Mars. This is Jupiter. They're coming together. This means that there's going to be an increase of violence, an increase of aggressive behavior, an increase of impulsiveness, doing things first without thinking, jumping into things. Now, what I'm saying is not necessarily, don't see this aspect as a bad aspect. It's not about really about us. It's about understanding what these planets are showing and telling us, and us taking it and utilizing it to the best of our ability. This energy can be really used for really great and positive things. Okay? But knowing us as human beings, like I said, we like a bit of drama. We like a bit of, and we're likely going to use this negatively. We're already seeing the negative effects on it. The amount of videos on social media I've been seeing of people being punched up, kicked. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this happens all the time. And we know, for anybody who's on social media knows, these things happen all the time. Every day, all around the world. But in the last week, if you haven't noticed a surge in crime, attacks, there's been one just on the other day, what, 2-3 days ago, where someone just killed 2 people, injured about 13 people, went into the house, again, knife attack. All on the news, it's been knife attack after knife attack after knife attack after knife attack. And that's what's making the news. There's more stuff that's not making the news that we're sometimes privileged to seeing on social media. And it's knife attack. I'm telling you, I could not believe watching 3-4 policemen at the side, watching about 3 or 4 youths trying to knife each other to death with big machetes and knives, broad daylight. What the heck is going on? Like, in front of police. Like, are you for real? Like, and this is why this kind of like reinforces that behavior. Because if you know, especially these youngsters, these hard-headed youngsters, who do need to be accountable for their actions. But I do remember when I was a hard-headed youngster myself, I weren't trying to listen to anything. So I can kind of understand what kind of mindset they're in. But still, I think I had some awareness, although I was acting out of, I want to say out of character, but I suppose I would more use the word unconscious, unaware. It's like, what the hell's going on? And it reinforces this behavior of this, like, well, the police ain't going to do nothing. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It is literally, it's ludicrous. Like, police are standing there. And I was looking at the police in the video and I was thinking, they're probably thinking, I'm not getting paid that much to risk my life. I got wife and kids at home. So from another perspective, you can't blame them. From another perspective, you might think, well, brother, you're not even paying me that much. You know what I'm trying to say? Cost of living is going up. My wages ain't going up. And then I'm going to be trying to wrestle these youths or trying to disarm them with the machetes. Next minute I know, I'm the one getting stabbed up and maybe being killed. And for what? What are you going to do to these youngsters? You're going to give them some silly sentences. They're going to be out, you know, they're going to serve a few months, a couple of years. And before you know it, they're back out on the street again. It's crazy. So what I'm saying is there's more of a buildup with this particular kind of energy. So like I said, this energy can be used in a very competitive way. I think it's going to be very interesting with the Olympics, because athletes, you know, in order to be an athlete, you have to have some kind of significant Mars. But I think this is going to be quite interesting in terms of the competition and how the competition is going to be over the course of the next coming weeks in the Olympics with this Mars conjunct Jupiter. We're probably going to get maybe some new world records being broken. Yeah, we probably will get that. So again, that's something again to watch out for with the, but there's a huge amount of energy with Mars and Jupiter, huge amount of energy, very courageous. It can be very good for advancing your projects or things, your endeavors, what kind of endeavors you're, what projects, is it a business project? Is it, you can really utilize this energy to really push yourself. You can take new risks with this. You can go into territories where you have never ventured before and you will be fine. As a matter of fact, Mars, Jupiter is actually a very good combination. A saying which comes to mind is fortune favors the brave. This is a time to be brave. This is a time to be courageous. But also as well, we're seeing also the flip side of it, where people are utilizing this energy in a very destructive way, in a very violent way, in a very aggressive way. Aggression is not a bad thing. It's how you use it that matters. So Mars, the aggressor, is telling you by meeting Jupiter, he's saying, use this aggression, this huge aggression, Jupiter expansion, use this explosive expansion and this aggression and channel it in an appropriate way. It's in Gemini, maybe through speech, vocabulary, maybe through communication, maybe through movement, maybe through an idea. Ideas are what move the world. Everything in this universe starts with an idea. So how about we use this Mars Jupiter to create and formulate and produce ideas which are not just beneficial for us, but beneficial for other people as well. Where I'm from, back in Nigeria, native Nigeria, that over there, they're talking about protests. They're going out and protesting. And we've been seeing a lot of that lately too. I think it's in Venezuela or somewhere like that. There's protests right now going on. That's going to get brutal. And they're talking about protests again in Nigeria. That's going to be nasty. I'm warning my Nigerian brothers and sisters who are out there, don't get involved in no protest. Do not, I repeat, do not get involved in no protest. Matter of fact, this combination is perhaps telling you how you should do the protest. And it's not by going outside, because it's going to get nasty. And apparently they're doing these protests over a course of the next couple of weeks in August, while this Mars Jupiter is really blowing up. So it's already started, but as we progress through August, it's going to start to blow up. And the exact date, although I gave it to you last week, but I'll be telling you the date when it becomes exact is on the 14th of August. So pay attention from now until the 14th of August, which is practically over the next 2 weeks, we've got this conjunction of Mars and Jupiter. Guys, be very careful of road rage. Right? Okay? Because we're going to be seeing a lot of that. Yeah? You want to be staying away from large groups of people. I repeat, You want to be staying away from large groups of people. Listen, the planet that rules the sign which both Mars and Jupiter are in, Gemini, is moving retrograde. It's the Mercury. So you're having a bit of a double whammy here. So Mercury's retrograde, so there's already miscommunication. So if you're going out and protesting, what you think you are going out to protest and what the manifestation of what you're protesting and what the people who are you are protesting about is going to be completely different understandings. Okay? So for that, so for those of you who are in that part of the world in Nigeria that want to go out and protest, stay the F away. Now, pay close attention. Guess what? On the exact date, on the 14th, we're going to have this Mars-Jupiter, the Mars-Jupiter conjunction, right? This is the day when it's going to be exact. It's building up right now as I'm speaking to you. I'm doing the live show today. Today's the 31st of July. Okay, so for those of you who are going to be listening on the podcast also as well, or the recordings, as many as you do, or you listen to the YouTube after I've uploaded it and stuff. Listen, on that day, we're going to have Mars conjunct Jupiter, right? And both of them are going to be square Saturn. Oh, Lord. Lordy, Lord. Stay the F in your houses, people. Just cool off and look for a book to read. It's in Gemini. It will be good to exercise some knowledge, and it's Mercury retrograde. It's a great time for learning, okay? But you see, this is a time to be creative with ideas. You see, you know what it is with people? You're thinking one way too much. This is an opportunity. This is allowing you to think different. Think in a different way, multiple ways. There's not just one way of doing things. And people are protesting these days. That's old. All this marching and protesting, that's where people were doing that, what, in the 60s? Martin Luther King, bless his soul, those kind of things. That's dead now. That thing don't make a damn. Don't make a difference. I've seen people march, protest, and get signatures of over a million people, and the government still did what they wanted to do. There has to be another way. And I'm not here to talk about politics either. But I'm telling you that there is another way that you can make your message be heard without going out on a protest. Stop thinking like a robot. Wake up, people. So Mars conjunct Jupiter is going to be exact on the 14th of August, and it's going to be square Saturn. So you see here, there's also going to be an element of you know, perhaps feeling a little bit restricted, feeling inhibited. So this is pressure here. We've got a Saturn Mars square, including Jupiter. So whatever the pressure, this is going to be a frustration pressure that's looking to be released. If there's any protests around this date, you really don't want to get involved. Okay, you really don't want to get involved in that. And that, so it's going to peak on the 14th of August, people. On the 14th of August is when it's going to peak. Shout out to those people who have joined me. It was this Sister Ken, Mason saying these transits, it's always a little of both heaven and hell. Yes, oh yes. Black Mary saying, oh my God, I don't know what you're saying, oh my God, too, but then I think I've got a thing. Shout out to Olayinka, who's also joined me as well. Yeah, lots of fights. Tell me about it. Yeah, hard workouts, exercise, crucial right now. Yeah, well, get on it, people. That's one way. There's many different ways. It's all about coming out with creative ideas. But the problem is Mercury's retrograde. There's something that we need to go back over and we need to double check. And I bet my life, you hear what I said? I bet my life that most people or majority of people will not do that. Or they're not aware. They're not aware that the planets are speaking to us, that there's something that we need to do. There's something that we need to go back over, recorrect, and read, you know, look at other options. So this energy is really building up. And by the way, we have Jupiter squaring Saturn also in August. Not a good look. The square between Mars and Saturn will become exact on the 15th of August. And then Jupiter will become exact square with Saturn on the 17th of August. So things are looking peak. Mid-August is not looking, let me not downplay it. This is what I'm saying. The mid of August is looking very challenging. We're dealing with hard energies here, but we're dealing with very good, strong, creative energies that we can be working with. And actually around that 15th, 16th, 17th of August, we're also going to be having Venus, who wants a part of the fun. We're going to have a T-square. A T-square is when you have two planets opposing each other, and both of those two planets that are opposing each other are squaring an apex. And guess what two planets are at the apex? Mars and Jupiter. It's going to be explosive. It's going to be explosive in mid-August. Mark my words. I'm putting it out there. I'm saying that with my full chest. So watch out, people. For those of you who are in the parts of the world where protests are happening in quite a number of places. It's not just Nigeria, but Nigeria is one of the main ones that seem to, something's boiling up there. It's already boiling. And we're seeing this Mars coming up to Jupiter, coming to square Saturn. Pressure is rising. So August is looking hot, people. Be careful. I think I'm going to leave it there. I did want to talk about the full moon. We've got a full moon on the 19th of August. It's going to be in the sign of Aquarius. I think I'll leave it on that one. I'll talk more about that next week. But that's going to be the next full moon. Our last full moon was in Capricorn, of course. The next one is going to be in Aquarius. We're going to have a full moon in Aquarius on the 19th of August. But August is looking like a peak month. I'm telling you, man, it's like I don't even want to be on social media for the next, because I'm telling you, when I say I don't want to be on social media, I use social media, of course. There are ways, but the images which I'm seeing are quite frightening. Like I said, like, you know, I'm just seeing knife attack after knife attack after knife attack after knife attack. We're going to see a lot more of it. We're going to see a lot more of it. For those of you who are across the pond, when I say across the pond, do bear with me. I'm speaking about the US. You guys are having a Mars return, right? You have Mars in Gemini in your seventh house. You have an angular Mars. And you guys have got a daytime chart. So Mars is not a great planet for you, as we all know. Yeah, let's start looking at that side of the world in terms of what's happening. So guys, let's be productive. Let's think. Ideas. Look at ideas. What kind of ideas can you implement? Can you bring forward? Can you initiate? It's interesting as well, because all this is all happening while the moon is waxing. Increase. So there's going to be an increase. There's going to be increase of hard, if you want to say, masculine, impatient, aggressive activities. There's going to be an increase, not a decrease. After the 19th of August, the separation between Mars and Saturn starts to happen. So they start to separate. And for a little bit as well, so will the Jupiter. It's not going to be good for the economy around this time as well. Jupiter-Saturn square is not good for the economy. I'm going to talk more about that next week, Wednesday. Okay? So hold tight. So you've heard it here first. It seems like most of the cosmic news for today is centered around that Mars-Jupiter, because I'm seeing it already. I'm seeing it already. So, yeah. So that's what is happening there. Anywho, let us come back to me. it is what it is. So that's the cosmic news there. What do I want to talk about? I'm going to be pulling out tarot card of the week in a moment. Competition time. Let's go to the competition stuff. I got some really funny emails, funny texts. You people, you do not listen, do you? Before I just go to that, I just want to read out a few. What is it? New moons. Faye saying, I need a new fridge right now. What am I going to do? Jeez. Oh, God. You wait till the Mercury retrograde. Oh, I'm to you. Where are we, Pan? Oh, God. Why did you? Anything to do with electrical appliances, Mercury retrograde affects those things. Make no mistake about it. Anyway, fridge is okay, but it's electrical. Yeah, it is electrical. France is saying the Nigerian government has already warned people not to protest. Yeah. And again, you see, this is what's going to happen. People are going to say that as, yeah, they are telling us that because they don't want us to protest against them because they don't want to be for the people. Like I said, this ain't a political show. Jackie's saying, what about moving? Yeah, be a bit mindful about that one. Selling property. Selling property is all right. It's the buying the property. See, there's a thing there. It's good for the seller, not good for the buyer. Or shall I say it favors. But I suppose this all started before, right? You're not going to be doing this while the retrograde is on. Surely this has already started, no? But movements, in terms of moving, there can be delays in and around that. Watch out, rot around for that. There can be delays. They could be like, oh, can't get the keys today. Oh, pick up the keys tomorrow or next week. Something like that. We were meant to move in today, but it's not happening because of the roads are blocked, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. Black Mary is saying August is looking rough. We need to brace up. Yeah, we do. Udis, Nordic Tarot. Nordic Tarot and meditation. I won't bother buying a new phone then. Aha. Yeah. Don't do that. New phone. Mercury retrograde. Listen. The chances are you buy a new phone during the Mercury retrograde. Either you buy the phone, the front smashes within a short period of time. There's a problem with the phone. You've got to take it back again. You know, stuff like that. If you are getting a new phone, if it's something that you have to get, maybe because of business work and stuff like that, that's a, insure it. Make sure you insure it. Insure your shit. Right? These are the times where this is where insurance comes in handy. Mercury retrograde. Yeah? Not good for the insurance company, but it can be positive for people who've got, you know. So yeah. So that's cool stuff. Patricia's asking, is it good to reopen an old business that's been closed for 6 years? No, if you want to do that, you're probably wanting to do that maybe towards the ending of the retrograde, if it has to be. What I would say is it's good to relook at why that old business shut down and look at that. Why did the business shut down? What happened? Go over, because there's something which you missed. And yeah, so it would be good for that. Nordic Tarot saying, shit, insured. Yeah, insured. Insurance, get insurance. You know, why not? And some of these insurances are quite, not that, you know, not that expensive. Couple of pounds a month, you know, get your stuff insured, man. Insure your stuff. I know how we think sometimes. We think a bit more like, that money every month could be going somewhere else. You know, supposing nothing happens. You know, that money's just wasted. Was it Sod's Law? If it can go wrong, it will. You know. So, yeah. No, you don't want to be reopening an old business. But revisiting an old business, yes. Preparing to for an old business, yes. Doing some research into it, that's what you want to be doing with that. So, yeah. Yeah, what time of... It's competition time, people. Let's talk about the competition time. Now, last week, I did ask a question. No, this is not... Okay, hold on a minute. I asked the question, what planet rules Magpie? Sorry. What zodiac sign? I specifically said zodiac sign rules Magpies. Some people, some of you people were emailing me directly, right? That's not allowed. Yeah? Disqualified, mate. But, I mean, some of you emailed me directly on the wrong timing anyway. Okay. Who else? Florence answered. Yvette answered. Max answered. Nothing from Christian. What's happening? You didn't join in this week. Who else answered? There was another one here, which I got. Listen, I'm gonna put this on the screens right now. You can see it, man. This is the email you're meant to be emailing. It's on your screens right now. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. When I ask a question, you send the answer to this, and it's the first person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday, at 12, from 12 a.m. UK time. From 12 a.m. UK time. First person who inboxes me gets the £30. I'm going to be posing another question, so listen out. I asked last week what zodiac sign rules Magpies, okay? And it's quite interesting because most of you kind of went down, well, Yvette, what were you thinking? Not Libra. But some of you were kind of on point in terms of the answers that you were actually coming with, because a lot of you were saying Gemini. It's not Gemini. There's a connection, though, but it's not actually Gemini. The zodiac sign that rules Magpies, and this is where you got to get into your traditional and medieval astrology. See, so much to learn. The zodiac sign which rules Magpies is Virgo. Virgo. So no winner this week. Nobody won the 30 Skrilla. And I am going to pose another question. I'm gonna make it simple. Okay. Okay. I've got quite a few questions here. Oh, no, this is too easy. I want something a bit more difficult than this. I've got a few questions here, but no, this is, no, that's not the one I want. No. Okay. Okay, no. Oh, that's a difficult one, actually. I should have been there. Okay, all right. This is okay. This is one. Are you ready? £30 up for grabs. This is an easy one. You lot will get this one. All right. It's going to be a bit of work, but I'm going to give it to you. But it's easy. You should be able to get this one. Right. I want you to list for me the four humors. The four humors in medical astrology. Yeah? The four humors. And I want you to give me what are I need you to list me. Okay, I'm gonna try and make it light. I need you to give me for each of the four humors, you're gonna give me three interpretations of the manifestations of those humors. So there's four humors, and each one I need three interpretations of the four humors that are discussed in medical astrology. It's about the physical body. Four humors. What are the four humors? So list the four humors. So I need the names of the four humors. And what are their manifestations? I need three manifestations of each. What kind of things are they connected to? What kind of illnesses? They can be illnesses, they can be diseases, they could be what's the word I'm looking for? Well, illnesses or they're complications basically. I need them for the four humors. Okay, that is the question this week, right? So I need the list of the four humors, and then for each one, three of their thing. They don't all you don't have to be the same, but there's got to be three that correspond to those humors. Okay, that is the question for this week. Winner, first person who emails me, that's the email address on the screen. For those of you who are listening to the recording, the email address is thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Don't be WhatsApping me the answer. Don't be sending the answer to my personal email. Don't be phoning me with the answer. Send it there. And it's the first person who sends it there by 12 midnight next week, Tuesday, from midnight. Midnight Tuesday morning, right? Midnight, first person. So Florence is screaming here in the comment section, where is my book? Oh, sorry. She say my astrology book says Gemini. What astrology book is that? Yeah, I want to see that astrology book. Quite a few of you said Gemini, which is understandable. I mean, there's a Mercurial connection. Mercury rules magpies, the planet. So there is a connection. Oh, yo, did I say it changed to Wednesday? Okay, I changed it to Wednesday then. Sorry. Apologies, people. Let's go back. I've been corrected. Mercury retrograde. So the first person who inboxes me on Wednesday. Wednesday, 12 midnight. So 12 midnight, Wednesday morning. First person who inboxes me. Yes. Yeah, I need to see that astrology book you got. Where's that quoting from, man? Listen, man, I ain't having that. But quite a few, as you said, Gemini. Actually, first person who actually inboxed me was actually Yvette. 000 on the dot. Can you guys see that? I can't blow it up. But yeah, 000 on the dot. There it is. Yeah. So yeah. But you got it wrong, man. You said Libra. Okay. The Astrology Bible. Where is my book? Yeah, your book's coming. The Astrology Bible, the one written by Judy Hall. My God. There's so many mistakes in that book. It's unreal. Bless her cotton sock. She's passed away now. knew her very well. Exactly, Yvette. You the timing was like on point. Anyhow, listen, I got places to go, people to see, meetings to attend. Tarot card of the tarot card of the week is what is up for grabs right now. So let's switch to tarot card of the week. Let's remove that. You all know the email address. And I'm just going to shuffle the cards and let's see what the tarot card of the week is going to be. Yeah, it's the one by Judy Hall. Yeah, I know it very, very well. Very much a quilator. But yeah, that book's... No. It's... There's mistakes in there. There's some of them I know offhand. I brought it to her attention and she was like, really? I'm like, yeah. I don't know if whoever edited your book made the mistake or, you know what I mean? But I remember distinctly seeing errors in there. I think I counted about 6, if not 7. But it's all good. It's actually, it's Virgo. But maybe people were saying Gemini because of the Mercurial connection, more than likely. Anyway, I'm just going to pull a card. I'm just going to rip it in the middle. And whatever card it is the tarot card of the week. Ooh, we like that. We like that. We like that. We shall take that on board. We got the Four of Wands. That's the tarot card for the week. So what is the message? The message is... moving upwards and onwards. Very good. Very happy. This is very good for home improvements, home endeavors, home advancements, home movement, perhaps. But either way, this card is actually saying that where we are at this week is we're laying down good and strong and solid foundations for the following week that's going to be coming. So it's a really good card, very happy card. It's indicating that we may be at a limited stage right now. The Fours are always about or connected with some kind of form of limitation, but we're moving upwards and onwards. We can move on to something better, something brighter, something higher. And it's very good for home endeavors, but can also be connected with other things because we're not all going to be moving or making home improvements, although this card is very good for that. But perhaps maybe we're making improvements in our career, maybe in our love life, maybe in our financial world, you know. But this is indication that improvements are on board. We're moving upwards and onwards. Very good. So, yeah, we shall take this one. We like it. It's about making firm, solid foundations which we can build on. It's the Four. The Four is the four cornerstones on which we build upon. And that's what this card essentially is about. This is the tarot card of the week, people. And yeah, that is it. I am finished for the day, I believe. I've done all that. What else did I want to say? Yeah, that is about it. People, stay safe. You know, just be very mindful, okay? August is looking a bit, you know, and it's building up, especially towards that middle of the month. But I'll be here with you next week. What's next week? It's going to be what, the 6th, is it? Is it the 6th? Let me check the date. What's the date of next week? It's going to be the 7th next week, Wednesday. The 7th. It's going to be the 7th. I'll be with you again, letting you know about the various up-and-coming things, what we can expect, watch what's going on. People as well, try not to be very mindful. I know I've been talking a lot about social media. Be careful what we're posting also as well. I think that's also very important, especially with Mercury retrograde. Be very, very mindful of what it is that you are posting. Try to put out ideas. Try to communicate with people. Try to put out as much as informative information as possible that is helpful for people. That, you know, don't jump on the bandwagon and be posting the same thing that everybody else is posting also as well, because we don't want to do that. We want to get the energy. The energy is really great for us to really utilize in great and creative ways. And that's what we want to be doing. So, yeah, people, Have a great week. Have a blessed day. Enjoy the sunshine wherever you are. If you have got the sunshine, you may not have the sunshine. But if you do, which I'm sure you do, yeah, keep it going and enjoy. And I'll be with you next week, Wednesday, same place, same time.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Did about an hour and a half. But it is what it is. Welcome. Thank you very much. My name is Jola Josie. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge with myself, and I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.